you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to Air Talks TV Talk from LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. Every Thursday, I'm joined on Air Talk by professional TV critics to review and discuss the newest cable TV, broadcast, and streaming series. With so much content available, we know it's hard to pick something to watch, and we're here to help. All right, let's meet this week's critics. Joining us is Danette Chavez, editor-in-chief at Prime Timer, and we so appreciate Angie Hahn, TV critic for The Hollywood Reporter, who is stepping in at literally minutes' notice because Dominic from Deadline is under the weather. He's not able to join us. We hope, Dominic, you get well very, very soon. But Angie, thank you so much for coming in to pinch hit. This is very kind of you.
I'm very happy to be here, as always.
Well, thanks. Let's start with Beef, the Netflix series. A road rage incident between two strangers sparks a feud. Stephen Yeun, Ali Wong, Joseph Lee star in this series that's created by Lee Sung-jin. Share with us, Angie, what you think of Beef.
Oh my gosh, I really love this one. So the premise of it is that these two complete strangers get into a road rage incident where, you know, one of them almost backs into the other one in a parking lot, the other one honks at them, and then a chase ensues. And for most people, you know, we can all relate to that kind of situation, but most people would have moved on with their lives. These people do not. They then spend the next, I'm not sure exactly how much time passes, but they start to go on just this endless cycle of revenge where they are, seeking each other out to damage each other's property and to sabotage each other's careers. And they even start making inroads in each other's families just in an effort to ruin each other, which is inherently just, you know, I find that to be a really funny premise because it's just these people that are taking kind of this understandable feeling and just taking it to the max and then beyond that. But then what I was really surprised by was that it's also this really, it ends up being a really moving story about these people who are not good people. They're not, you know, necessarily like likable or sympathetic people, but you really start to feel for them. So I don't know, at the end of it, I know it's a cliche, but like I laughed, I cried, I was incredibly moved by it. And it really feels like nothing else on television. I think because the creator has such a strong voice and such a good eye for detail and for the little details that kind of tell you everything about who these people are, what their world is like, what they think of the situations that they find themselves in.
It's billed as a comedic drama. So that describes your reaction to it, Angie. Danette, what do you think of Beef?
It's a show that really snapped me out of the TV doldrums this year. Like, I have been kind of a lot underwhelmed by a lot of recent premieres. And I binged this, you know, the first opportunity that I had. What I love about it is, you know, as Angie mentioned, you know, it's actually a quite compassionate show, but very different from the ones that just throw kindness into overdrive and just kind of feel like, you know, putting stickers, unicorn stickers on a bunch of things. Like, it's compassionate without coddling characters or the audience. And it's a very different type of intimacy, right? Because it's like, it's the intimacy between these two people who, you know, have this very antagonistic relationship. And so you wouldn't expect a connection, but, you know, it digs a bit deeper. And I'm going to get a little galaxy brain and say that parts of it reminded me of moments from George Orwell's 1984, you know, like the tortured relationship between O'Brien and Winston, where, you know, there's that quote, you know, about not wanting to be loved so much as understood. And yeah, I've just been thinking about that show nonstop since I watched it.
We're talking about the Netflix comedic drama series Beef. It's rated TVMA. All 10 episodes will be released next Thursday. The show filmed in Los Angeles, created by Lee Sung-jin and starring Stephen Yeun and Ali Wong. Mae Martin, S.A.P., I don't know if it's that or SAP, on Netflix, featuring the Canadian comedian Mae Martin. Danette?
Yeah. So it is SAP, and it SAP, is pre-SAP, okay. And it is, you know, like SAP in almost the pejorative sense, and, you know, sappy and sweet. You know, Mae Martin created the Netflix show Feel Good, also starred and wrote the series, which was this really beautiful romantic comedy, but that also dealt with, you know, darker things like addiction. And a lot of it, I'm sure, was inspired by Martin's own struggle with substance abuse. But, you know, very life-affirming series. And now this stand-up special, you know, I feel almost pressured to describe it as raucous or rowdy, because the criticism that's been levied at a lot of LGBTQ plus comics is that their comedy isn't funny so much as poignant or illuminating or even capital I important. But SAP is, in a word, enchanting. You know, there's this forest setting, this snow globe conceit, and Martin also goes on about, you know, stories that, you know, are kind of hard to believe, that their parents passed down, their dad's own kind of dabbling in mysticism. And it doesn't hurt that Martin is kind of elfin in appearance, but they're like more of a neurotic elf and not like a Legolas from Lord of the Rings type of elf. And, you know, but more than anything, really, you know, this is a stand-up special that really creates a mood. You know, it's not this rapid-fire joke set, which, again, you know, some people might feel a bit let down with, you know, not having that. But, you know, it establishes a mood, and I think it begs a kind of rewatch that, you know, even specials that, you know, have a bunch of jokes that you'll be quoting to your friends invite. You know, although I imagine a lot of people are going to be joking about how nobody wants to be conceived doggy style.
Mae Martin, SAP is the Netflix series with the comedian Mae Martin. The special filmed last December at the Vogue Theater in Vancouver, directed by Abby Jacobson from the old Comedy Central show Broad City. Mae Martin, SAP is streaming on Netflix, the special released yesterday. When we come back, we'll hear about the Amazon Prime Video series The Power and the fourth and final season of HBO Max and HBO Succession. This is TV Talk from LAist 89.3. We'll be right back after this.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Hi, this is Larry Mantle, and you're listening to Air Talk's TV Talk, a weekly review of the newest cable TV, broadcast, television, and streaming series. Let's get back to reviews. We're talking with TV critics Angie Hahn of The Hollywood Reporter and Danette Chavez, editor-in-chief at Prime Timer. Next up is The Power, streaming on Amazon Prime Video. The first three episodes released this Friday. There'll be a total of 9 of them at all. It's a sci-fi drama led by Toni Collette and John Leguizamo. The series created by Naomi Alderman, Claire Wilson, Sarah Quintrell, and Rael Tucker. Angie, what'd you think of The Power?
This is an adaptation of Naomi Alderman's book about a world that, you know, is our world until it is suddenly transformed when women and teenage girls suddenly develop this power to generate electric jolts with their fingertips, which, you know, completely shifts the balance of the physical power between men and women, and then slowly starts to have an impact on, you know, as you can imagine, all sorts of other things. And it's I give it a lot of credit for its ambition. Like the novel, it's this sweeping global adventure that's spread across like half a dozen major characters, and, you know, it takes place in a bunch of different countries, and it deals with both how the individual characters deal with their newfound powers just on a personal level, but also how it starts to just reshape the world as a whole. But the show itself, I think, is kind of missing, you know, sorry to make the pun, but I think it's missing that spark of something special. The beginning half of the show is especially slow. I've seen the first 8 of the 9 episodes of the season, and I think that part of it is maybe because it's being spread out over multiple seasons, I think that that might be kind of one of the reasons why it takes a while for it to feel like it gets going. And especially at that point, the fact that it has so many characters, as much as I appreciate, you know, that it's really going for it, it starts to work against it because it means that our attention is spread out so thin. It feels like we don't have time to get to know the characters as well as we'd like to. And it's not even clear for most of the season how these characters are connected, if at all. It does pick up in the second half as the characters get the power and, you know, start to know better how to use it, and it starts to make bigger and bigger changes. And I suspect that maybe the second season will be better. But yeah, the first half or so of it especially felt a little bit lacking to me, you know, not uninteresting, but just, you know, something that was okay when it felt like it had the potential to be really, really interesting.
The Power is streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Episodes 1 through 3 will be released this Friday in a couple of days, total of 9 episodes coming. Before we hear what our critics have to say about the 4th and final season of Succession, Danette, I wanted to hear what you thought about the Hulu series Tiny Beautiful Things, starring Catherine Hahn.
Yes, so this is also an adaptation of Cheryl Strayed's collection of advice columns, Dear Sugar. She wrote an advice column for Not Weekly, and this is inspired by those columns, but, you know, told through really the lens of Catherine Hahn's character, who is playing, you know, who's basically the stand-in for Cheryl Strayed. It premieres next Friday in a binge release, which I think really suits the type of story because it is, you know, swelling with emotions, but, you know, it's actually this very tight-knit group. You know, it's just a handful of characters that, you know, just really drilling down into the lead character played by Catherine Hahn. And I think, you know, something that will resonate with everyone, especially if you're fans of Strayed or Hahn's work, is that, you know, this messy protagonist, you know, a woman who's a force of nature, which means that she can be both very nurturing, but she's equally capable of destruction. And that's someone that we've seen in Strayed's writing, but also, you know, Hahn is obviously embodied in roles on shows like Mrs. Fletcher and even WandaVision. And I think, you know, it's definitely the kind of binge release that you're going to need a box of tissues for, more than, like, you know, popcorn. But I definitely recommend it.
Tiny Beautiful Things, streaming on Hulu, starring Catherine Hahn. All 7 episodes will release Friday of next week, April 7th. Also, want to hear what our critics have to say about season 4, the final season of HBO and HBO Max's Succession, starring Brian Cox. Jesse Armstrong created this series. Angie, your thoughts about how Succession is being closed out?
Oh, I mean, I've enjoyed the series very much so far. I think season 4 is also very good. The first episode I thought was, you know, not one of their better episodes, but still very good. And then I've seen the first 4 episodes, so I won't give anything away, but it starts to pick up more as things kind of start to click into place. But it does feel different watching the season, knowing that we are headed toward the finale, because, as you know, in previous seasons, you know, the balance of power would shift around a lot. Like, a character who's on top in one episode could be at the bottom on the next and whatnot. But it always felt like, you know, whenever something was going well or something was going badly for someone, things could always change and shift again. But now we are kind of headed toward a hopefully definitive ending, I guess, unless they decide to do sequels or spinoffs or something. So it does kind of raise the stakes a little, and I have found that to be really interesting. I also want to say that it is a very good season, I think, for Alan Ruck, who plays Connor.
All right, we're talking about Succession, 4th and final season on HBO and HBO Max. The first episode, by the way, released last Sunday, so it's available now. The next episodes release this coming Sunday, April 2nd. There'll be a total of 10 episodes in this final season. Danette, your thoughts about the final year?
You know, we're going to probably get a response to who's the number one boy, right? Like, you know, who's daddy's favorite, who's going to take daddy's place. But for me, what I'm really excited about the show resolving, and I think it kind of set this up from the beginning, but a lot of these stories about the uber rich you know, make room for this outsider, right? These interlopers like Tom and Greg and Carrie. And, you know, the idea is that this is the one person you're supposed to be rooting for in this narrative, right? But this show just rejects aspiration. You know, it mocks girl bosses and executives who don, you know, progressive policies like suits. You know, we saw this happen in, you know, season three with Holly Hunter's character, Rhea Jarrell, you know, who thinks she can, you know, like she's living proof that you can't come in and fix a corporate environment, a toxic corporate environment. It's much more likely that that environment is going to corrupt someone even as idealistic as she is. And that's something that I've really enjoyed seeing is that, you know, again, so many of these stories are like, no, but, you know, when we get the right person in here, you'll want to root for them. You should root for no one.
Didette, appreciate it. Succession, fourth and final season, first episode out now. Next episode releases this coming Sunday. Thank you both for being with us. Danette Chavez, editor-in-chief at Primetimer, and Angie Hahn, TV critic, Hollywood reporter, stepping in because Dominic Patton of Deadline was under the weather. Angie, thank you again. We appreciate you coming in and doing that. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Air Talks TV Talk from LAist 89.3. If you like what you heard, please subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.